Good morning, Auroville. Today is Thursday, 25th of July, and right now it's cloudy on 26 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says overcast in the morning, then partly cloudy, with temperatures from low of 27 to high of 32 degrees Celsius, with a heat index on 35. It's supposed to be breezy with winds from southwest at 15 to 30 kilometers per hour. For later on, they predict overcast again with a chance of a rain, and winds again from southwest at 20 to 30 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 68 and it will drop on 54% by noon. Moon is vanishing gibbous and illuminated on 92%. On Saturday, 27th of July at 8 PM, you are invited to Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture and International Zone, to listen to Hindustani music with Iman Das. Iman Das is considered to be one of the finest exponents of Patial Gharana in the present generation of Hindustani music. Iman brings his talent exceptionally in KL and lighter genres such as Tumri, Bhajan and Ghazal. And this morning is the first meeting of the study group at the Town Hall Conference Room, because the Working Committee and the Auroville Council members are up for renewal in November. And on the request of Resident Assembly Service and on behalf of the Resident Assembly, a study group was formed to help preparing the selection process. This study group has worked in the selection process of L'Avenir and is now working on the upcoming selection process for the next Working Committee and Auroville Council. The study group members are Pashi, Lola, Davaselvam, Jaya, Selvaraj, Tine, Bertrand, Anandi, Dominic, Mark, and facilitator is Elvira. But the meeting is open and all are welcome. Town Development Council L'Avenir d'Auroville Advisory Group visit schedule is in brief says that let's meet on Sunday, 28th of July, for workshop to design processes to involve community in the progress of Auroville. That will happen in Unity Pavilion International Zone from 3 to 5:15 p.m. And we'll meet again on 29th of July, which is Monday, for a presentation about work in progress. There will be feedback session and asking questions, and that will happen in Town Hall Conference Area, ground floor, from 9:30 to noon. It is an initiative by the community for the community, so let's join in to make our dream come true. So, as we said, on Sunday at 3 PM, there would be a designing and methodologies for community participation in planning and development workshop in collaboration with members of Town Development Council and L'Avenir Auroville Advisory Group at the Unity Pavilion. This workshop is an important first step toward establishing a framework for residents' participation in development of Auroville. If possible, we are asked to put aside some time to attend this meeting so as to add our presence and perspective to the process of planning Auroville's future. What should Auroville look like 5 years from now? What are our development priorities and what is our collective vision and plan? We may not get another chance to answer these questions for ourselves. During the community's most recent meeting with the Governing Board in April of this year, Governing Board members expressed an interest in helping the community to overcome the inertia and division in Auroville's development processes. At that meeting in April, it was agreed that Town Development Council / L'Avenir d'Auroville would meet with the advisory group once every quarter, with the immediate aim of preparing the current 5-year development plan. This meeting on the 28th of July is the first quarterly meeting. After this meeting, the TDC and L'Avenir d'Auroville will spend the next few months finalizing the 5-year development plan for Auroville to be approved prior to implementation by the Governing Board in a meeting in September. This is a unique opportunity for community involvement in our planning processes, as the Town Development Council / L'Avenir d'Auroville will continue planning the development of the next 5 years with or without our participation on the vision for building preliminaries that determine the direction of such a plan. The Town Development Council L'Avenir d'Auroville mandate standing order does require them to prepare and implement communication and consultation processes that encourage an active, constructive and participatory involvement of Auroville residents in the implementation of the master plan. This has never happened, for whatever reason, and it will not happen again in the current 5-year plan unless it is insisted upon by both residents and members of the Governing Board together. This workshop with the TIG, TDC / L'Avenir d'Auroville Advisory Group, offer us as a community a rare opportunity to affect an immediate change, to overcome the division of the past and to set new processes for the future, to unite as a community through the experiences of planning and building Auroville's immediate and long-term future. So we should really come. And then we meet again on of course Monday, 29th of July, for presentation about work in progress. And there will be also a feedback session and asking questions in town hall in conference room between 9:30 to noon. General meeting to discuss the selection of Multimedia executive called by the working committee will happen on Monday, 5th of August at Unity Pavilion at 4:30 p.m. with agenda, with the update from working committee and why call this meeting, explanation of current Multimedia executive selection process and questions. Next open platform meeting, it will happen on Friday, 2nd of August at 4 p.m. in Unity Pavilion in International Zone with agenda. Report from Task Force on simplifying the entry process, relationship between housing and entry process, and the way ahead, opening a new range of possibilities for people to build affordable housing according to their means and their creativity. Arubilians and newcomers that ask to come, and of course, members of Lavenir Forest Housing and Entry groups especially. The following is an information shared by Auroville Health Service to all Auroville restaurants, guest houses, food processing units and farms, saying that from 2014 the Government of India food safety and standards will come into effect. Auroville Health Services encourages all establishments that they are not as yet being checked by them to register for their service. There are just a few months remaining before the new government regulation become operative. You can contact them on avhs@auroville.org/in, or you can call them on 262-2425 in the mornings. For information about their service, you can contact Auroville Health Service hygiene team consisting of Alice, Chitra, Rebecca and Viramani. And here's the call for Grant Proposal 2013 from the Project Coordination Group, or PCG as we know here around, saying that Aurovillians who would like to prepare a project proposal to be submitted through the Project Coordination Group for either micro-project proposal for a grant request under One Indian Lakh, not for maintenance or other forms of renomination for Aurovillians, or a project to be submitted by the Stifting the Desire for funding this role. The final date for submission is Monday, 19th of August. Copies of the grant application format will be emailed to us via pcg@orwell.org/in on request or may be downloaded from Oronet. Projects for Stifting Desire should be related to research studies in the field of sociology, economy, psychology and inner development, organization or participation in seminars, workshops, conferences, events, exhibition in the same field, publications of research papers and dissemination of information, seed money for innovative and informal education and training. The Project Coordination Group will check whether proposals fall within Stifting Desire's founding criteria and forward any such proposal to the board for final selection and budget allocation. Funding is generally not available for infrastructure and buildings. Requests for equipment will only be considered if specifically required for the implementation of the project and the equipment is not already available in Auroville. If you are submitting a project that has anything to do with Auroville or Auroville outreach schools or students of any individual cases, your project is to be reviewed by the Auroville and or outreach school boards before being submitted to the Project Coordination Group. If you have received funding for a project through the Project Coordination Group in previous years, be certain that you have sent in a report for that project before making a new application for another grant. Project holders are invited to send their project to as a Word document, saving the name of the project title to pcg@orwell.org/in, and of course, as we said, with the final date for submission, Monday, 19th of August. NB, the Project Coordination Group, will meet later in the year for the annual review of new and pending grant proposals for funding by the Foundation for World Education and Stifting Desire in 2014. A call for such proposals will be announced in the news and notes and posted on Auronet in the coming weeks. And here a couple of short announcements that Tibetan doctor and his crew is visiting Auroville on Saturday 27th. And for your appointment, you can call on 262-2401 at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture International Zone. And the gas bottle service will be closed on Wednesday 31st of July for stock taking, and they would like to apologize themselves for the inconveniences. At the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat News, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. there will screen In the Beginning, drama directed by Xavier Jamoli, and it was made in France in 2009. And at the Ecofilm Club in Sedona Forest, also tomorrow at 7 p.m., we can see a famous Lacho Drum documentary on life of gypsies. It was made in 2011 by director Tony Gottlieb. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m., we can see a French drama, To Lose One's Mind, made in Belgium in 2012 by director Joachim Lafosse. And on Saturday, they will screen an international comedy, The Guilt Trip, made in USA in 2012 by director Anne Fletcher. And this Sunday, children finally will have their treat at 4:30 p.m., where they could see animation adventure comedy, B-movies, which was made in USA in 2007 by director Steve Hickner. And later on at 8 p.m. at Shakespeare on Screen Festival, Part 1 at Cine Club, we can see Henry V. It was made in UK in 1944 by director Laurence Olivier. Rereading from Thoughts and Aphorisms from Shiro Window. There's nothing small in God's eyes. Let there be nothing small in thine. He bestows as much labor of divine energy on the formation of a shell as on the building of an empire. For thyself, it is greater to be a good shoemaker than a luxurious and incompetent king. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on rvradio.org.